Hey there, welcome to Contracts and Chaos. My name's Alyssa.
And I'm Brenna, and we're here to tell you that you are not alone in the mayhem of this real estate industry.
We're keeping it real and sharing our stories, strategies, and successes in today's real estate world.
So come join us every Tuesday while we talk Contracts and Chaos.
Okay.
Sick days.
Sick days. What are those? Do we get those? What's a sick day? Like...
No, I got an offer this morning. I'm negotiating on a contract. Oh my, this is going to be the worst episode. Somebody's going to listen to this and be like, oh my God, she swallowed a whole toad.
You don't sound that bad, I promise. If you did, I would be like, Brenna, okay, we're going to move this to another day. We'll talk about what it was like later.
Alyssa and I are both sick.
Yes, if you can't tell, I'm... Actually, I don't know if I am right now currently more congested than normal. Brenna doesn't feel good either. We've caught whatever this flu, sinus, whatever the heck it is going around. And so we thought this was the perfect...
And you're not going to get the... Go ahead.
No, you're good.
I was just going to say, you're not going to get the luxury of seeing this on YouTube. I forbid it. But you can use your imagination because it's bad.
But yeah, so we thought this was a perfect time to talk about what it's like being sick as a realtor and what you should do to take care of your business and yourself. Because as much as I hate to say it, business doesn't stop just because we're sick. Just like when you're a mom, you don't get to stop being a mom because you're sick. So let's talk about this. And Brenna, if you want me to roll with a lot of this because your voice hurts or something, you just let me know. I don't want to make you feel worse.
I'll fill in here and there, but okay, you run with it, darling.
So I don't know about you, but when I caught whatever this is, the first 24 hours was just a sinus headache and I could work through it. Everything on Friday was normal. And then Saturday I woke up and it felt like I was dying. My whole body hurt. I had the shivers. I never caught a fever, but like I spent 36 hours in bed. And so not that we all have the luxury of doing that. Thank God my clients didn't need me this weekend. But what are some things you can do when you are stuck at home? Even if it's not you, maybe it's a sick kid or a sick pet and you're like, I just can't get out of the house. First, I'm going to throw this. I have it at the bottom of our notes, but I'm going to put this at the top because I think this is the most important. Sleep. Take care of yourself. If you need to, hire a showing agent for the day. If you can't find one in like your firm or your team, use one of those apps. Go in your local realtor's Facebook group. See if there's someone you can pay $50, $100 to open doors for you. Same thing goes with your closings. If you have a closing scheduled and you're genuinely ill, one, we don't want to get other people sick. Two, you need to take care of yourself. So lean on your team. Call the attorney and say, hey, I can't be there, but I have my phone on. You know, maybe if you need to, FaceTime with your clients while they're at closing. That's okay. Because the first priority is to take care of yourself. Now that I'm done on my soapbox. Because I think a lot of people
forget that. It's important,
though.
You know, because we are independent contractors. We are in charge of our own businesses. And I feel like that makes it like, oh, no, like I have to work today. But for me, so I've been like pushing this for 3 days now. And if I had just like slowed down over the weekend, maybe I wouldn't feel so terrible today. But that's not how that cookie crumbled.
Well,
so,
we're also...
and again, like nobody wants you to go like tour them through a house, like coughing into a Kleenex and, you know, fevery and unhappy. They need you to show up at your best too. So if you can't provide a service that people are looking for today, just say, you know what, we're going to go look at that house tomorrow. Or like Alyssa said, connect with some agents and get them in that door and just let them know that, hey, like I'm doing us both a favor by setting you up with somebody who can actually help you today.
Right. And there's no shame in that. It's the same as when you go on vacation, like have someone help you. I mean, being sick isn't predictable, but you should have people, even if you are an independent agent, we all know that's why we network. That's one of the reasons we network so hard is even before Brenna and I were in the same firm, if something came up, it was, hey, girl, are you available? Like, I know you're in my area, or other agents, you know, that's how I met my team. That's how I ended up at my firm was someone needed a showing agent and I happened to be available. So don't feel guilty doing that. Now, as for things you can do from home, if you're feeling well enough, if you aren't taking care of a sick kid, you know, holding some hair back while they puke and whatnot. Client communication. If you need to, utilize your email and text messages. Like if you have no voice, we can still communicate this day and age. If you need to, say you had a consult scheduled and they really can't reschedule, one, make sure to tell them, hey, I'm not feeling so great. Like yesterday, I had an agent who's joining the firm call me and I just said, hey, I know you've seen this on my social media, but if I say anything a little wonky, just know I'm high on cold medicine right now. Now, am I actually high? No, but we all know cold medicine messes with you and your brain doesn't work as quickly as normal. So make sure you communicate that you're sick, and two, like, you can use technology to continue those communications. Let them know, hey, if it's not urgent, I'll be responding tomorrow. Like, this is what's going on. You can update your transactions. Like, say it's your day to update your sellers, then go ahead, get that done. That's something that's pretty low energy you can get done from home. Social media. You're probably not going to want to be on video. If you looked at my social media yesterday, it looked like I cranked out a ton of video yesterday. I did, but I recorded it before I got sick. And I just posted.
That's great too. And this is it's good because you could do like things like this or that, or, you know, home tours. If you've done a lot of B-roll footage and things like that, like you can still utilize a lot of that as an opportunity to be on social media. This is a great time, like we've talked about before, to dive into those local Facebook groups, provide value. People looking for contractors for lawn maintenance is a huge one this time of year, that kind of thing. And just be in there, conversational, because say, if you were to read what I'm commenting on Facebook, you would never know that I sound like a toad in real life. Right. So that's just a great way to still stay relevant and in front of people while you are curled up with the dogs on the couch fighting for your life.
Right. Or I don't remember what I was just going to say because my dad just called and interrupted me. But, oh, if you need to, like, this is the time if you need to utilize some of those templates that are out there. Like, utilize some of the things that don't require your face, or you can use one of your old branding photos. Perfect time to put those in place. Or even, this is what I was going to say, document being sick. That's what I did yesterday. Like, everyone who knows me knows I'm obsessed with my dog. So I was getting a lot of questions like, you missed National Dog Day. You didn't even post her. Like, your whole birthday party theme is picked out around your dog. And I was like, I'm dying. I didn't know it was National Dog Day. So I posted the next day and was like, hey, like, I know I missed National Dog Day because I was sick, but I got to give some props to my dog for being the best nurse ever, because she literally laid in bed with me for 36 hours and didn't complain. Or I posted about I had never done saline rinses before. I'm getting a ton of interaction from that, from people who are like, oh, I love them. Or someone was like, what does that feel like? And I was like, it's like going down a water slide the wrong way. Like, it's awful, but it works.
Oh,
yeah, it's horrible.
That's terrible.
But it works.
That's such a good analogy, but that's terrible.
All I can think, it's like when you like jump in the water unexpectedly. Like, anyway. But lean into those things. Like, and it wasn't a picture of me. It was a picture of my dog sitting on the couch next to me while we watched movies and I was sick. And it was a picture of the saline rinse kit I had bought, and with just a question thing over it, like, has anyone done one of these? Do they really work? Tons of interaction from that. This is where you can, if you're feeling well enough, lean into like some market research. Look into what's going on in your market. Like, for instance, I had a lady lean into me on TikTok the other day about how this is a slow market and due diligence in this is silly. And she used to be a realtor. And I was like, well, it's very obvious you haven't worked in this industry in a while. And she came back with, well, I'm buying and selling and houses are moving slower than they were in 2020, 21, 2022. Let me tell you, on cold medicine and not feeling it right, it took everything in me to not say, no shit, Sherlock. Those were unrealistic markets. Like, those were abnormal.
Right.
This is the time I'm going in and I'm going to pull those stats so I can come back when I'm feeling well enough and say, hey, politely, yes, those were abnormal markets. And here's the stats to show that we are still in a rather quickly moving market. It is not a dead market. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's hilarious, because I was just, before I got sick, I was talking, my mom came down which is why I kept running this weekend. My mom drove down with my baby sister and my twin nieces this weekend, so we had such a good time. But I was telling her, like, one of my listings, like, somebody had made a comment that it's been sitting for so long, and it's been on the market for like 32 days, that one specifically. And I'm like, Mom, my very first listing was on the market for 210 days.
Right. Yeah.
210 days. And that wasn't that wasn't like, nothing's working. Oh my gosh. You know what I mean? So I was like, I'm going to have to go back to 2019 and pull the days on market and that information and be like, oh my gosh, look.
Look, it's normal.
This isn't the end of the world. Right. This is back to where you signed a listing agreement for 8 to 12 months, not for 90 days, because you know it's going to sell in 2 minutes.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And so this is the time, pull those stats so that when you are feeling better and you are ready to make that content, you have it ready. You can also do administrative things. Like, I need to, and I should have done this the other day, and it's on my list of things to do today. I need to upload some more of our videos to YouTube. I need to, if I have listing or transactions in my system for our firm that are going to close in the next 30 days, I need to get documents uploaded. I just haven't put them in there yet. You can do stuff like that, stuff on the back end, respond to emails, organize records if you want to, follow up on pending things. Like, I need to know my listing's under contract with VA. We haven't seen an appraisal come through. Last week I called, I was like, hey, I haven't seen an inspection scheduled, and not tell you how to do your job, but like, we want to make sure, because we have the water turned off at the property for right now, because it was vacant in the winter, that we get that turned on. And he was like, oh, I don't think they're going to do one. I could have sent that in a text or an email. That was before I got sick. But you can do things like that if you are feeling up to it.
Yeah, I got to update my Trello board. I'm trying to think. I got to send out an email to my email list today.
Right? You could send your, even if it's not your normal day, maybe get it scheduled. Do your deal of the week. Like, if you're sending a deal of the week emails.
Yeah. And then I'm already working on planning out. I did last year, and you know this, Mommy and Me photo shoot. So I've already, like, the photographer and I have already picked a day and stuff like that. So I can start getting that, you know what I mean, that information put together, because I'm not running around showing houses. And miracle of all miracles, neither one of my children have any practices today. So as soon as I pick them up from school, like, I don't, Violet had practice until 9:30 last night.
I'm just like, Lord.
Girl, this is killing me.
Okay, well, that's a whole other topic.
She had softball practice from 7:30 to 9:30. I'm almost 30 years old, man. I need some beauty rest.
You are a better mother than I would ever be, because I would,
you know, that's
coach
so
exactly
funny.
To stick it if my, he wants to schedule.
My husband says that.
Practice that.
So the problem is, though, it's the rec center. Like, it's a draw out of the hat. Like, they go around and like schedule like when they get those fields. So, but my husband says the same thing. He's like, "You're a better parent than I am, because I tell him you're not playing softball this year." Yeah. And I'm like, "That's terrible."
Well, but I also think, like, let's talk about well being of the child, like. Maybe she got her homework done before, but, like, she needs rest, too. Anyway, back on topic.
Off track.
We're not
for
the squirrel.
Sorry.
Because we're on cold medicine.
Yeah.
The other thing you can do is professional development. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Get on one of those on-demand continuing ed classes. If you don't have yours done and it doesn't require a test at the end, I mean, I hate to say this because maybe you won't be absorbing it, and hopefully they'll let you rewatch it when you feel better, but do it. Knock it out. Like, if all the energy you have is to sit in bed or on the couch and watch Netflix, instead of Netflixing for a couple hours, did I just say Netflixing? Netflixing? Is that a verb?
Yeah.
Get on and knock out some CE. Or if your firm, like ours, has a bunch of online courses you can take, sit in those. Like, don't be an absolute waste. Now, Saturday, from the time I woke up until Sunday at noon, I was an absolute waste, because I physically, like, it took everything in me to let the dog out the back door. But as, like, when I started feeling better,
that's,
I was like,
the worst.
It was, girl, all the stuff on here, because I was like, oh, I don't have any plans. Yeah. And I want to have, like, I wanted to take Mabel for a hike on Saturday because I was like, okay, my buyer didn't get his pre-approval. You know, like, I'm going to have a weekend without anything right now, knock on wood. And I felt like crap. But I was like, this sucks. But anyway, these are some things you can do. But I'm going to go back to the first one that I said. Take care of yourself. That should always be your first priority. I think I've said it in other episodes. I firmly believe in the airplane oxygen mask theory. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others. So put your mask on first.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that won't think that it's a professional courtesy for you to work through the mess. You know what I mean? Right. And you can only give 100% of what you have to give. So if you're only feeling 50%, but you're putting in 50% of that effort, like, that is your 100% today. So give yourself some grace. Maybe catch up on Love is Blind if you need to.
Right. Make
have some soup.
Yes.
I'm going to go make myself my own coffee because my husband has to work today. Oh, you know, so
Travis.
That's just terrible. And my mom left the day I got sick. So my mom's not even here.
Well, and like,
so I'm really just
I was the same way. Like my mom,
on my own.
My mom texted me Sunday night. And there she is calling. See, I was early. I was ready early today. So I called people to talk. And now they're trying to call me back now. For the record, it is on Do Not Disturb. But they have priority to call through. I think another thing is give yourself some grace. Like, I ordered groceries, which is something I do now and then when I'm busy. But I felt guilty. I was like, this is going to cost more money. I shouldn't do this. And then I was like, no, you also shouldn't go to the grocery store and get other people sick. So order your groceries, use Grubhub. Like, there's no shame in that. I will say I don't like that Travis didn't make you coffee. If I had known, I would have brought you some today.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But.
All right, that's it. That's all we have for you today because both of us are going to go do these things and probably snuggle our dogs.
Yes, yes. I'm going to go snuggle my pup.
So if you need me, don't call me.
On that note, we will see you next week.
We just finished another episode of Contracts and Chaos, but believe me, the chaos does not stop here. So check out the show notes for our email address and where to follow us on socials, and we will see you next week.